You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the WISS WGBW newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles in for Lisa Hale. Area lawmakers have planned several budget listening sessions this week. In Appleton Monday, Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim and Representatives Lori Palmieri and Lee Snodgrass host a session at the Appleton Public Library. See our stories at civicmedia.us for days, times, and locations. Wisconsin wildlife experts are warning residents not to post locations of rare birds on social media to avoid bird watchers flocking to the area. Residents in the northern areas of the state have seen an increase in the number of snowy owl sightings this year, and officials say crowds of people gathering to snap a picture of the majestic birds could be stressful and dangerous for them. The Trump administration's new tariffs are set to take effect Tuesday. They'll raise taxes on goods from Canada, Mexico, and China, three of the nation's biggest trade partners. All consumers would feel the effects, and so would producers like farmers. Savannah Tomey Olson reports.
Wisconsin farmers are bracing for impact. Michael Slattery is a farmer in Manitowoc County. He grows corn, soybeans, and canning vegetables. He has a decent idea of how these tariffs could impact him. In 2018, during Trump's first term, when he added tariffs to China and China retaliated, Slattery lost 60% of his revenue.
It takes decades to build up a stable market relationship. And so we were losing our biggest importer of agricultural produce because of these Trump tariffs.
Farmers would be affected twofold on exporting their products, and tariffs would raise prices on things like fertilizer and equipment parts. In 2023, Wisconsin exported almost $4 billion worth of agricultural products.
For 98.3 WISS, 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles, in for Lisa Hale.
Wisconsin falls short to the Spartans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers had the lead at halftime, but lost to the Spartans at Michigan State, 71-62. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
You're always going to build your program and your team to be able to survive those. And the two things that we didn't do well enough when you have one of these 5-for-32 games, and part of that's Michigan State's defense, part of it, you know, we had good looks. I thought we had some really good looks at times from the right guys.
Up next, Wisconsin plays the Gophers in Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette with a win over the weekend at Georgetown. They head north to face UConn on Wednesday. UW-Milwaukee had no trouble against Detroit Mercy. The Panthers winning 89-67, securing the number 3 seed in the Horizon League tournament. And the number 1 ranked Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team shut out Bemidji State in Madison 11-0. So the Badgers advance to the first round of the WCHA playoffs Friday in Duluth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Creators of the legendary show Cheers recently addressed Shelley Long's exit from the show after 5 seasons. Creators Glenn and Les Charles appeared on the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast with hosts Ted Danson and Woody Harrelson. The brothers Charles say they weren't sure the show could go on after Long left because it was so based on the hot and cold relationship between Sam and Diane. During the same episode, the producers admitted that Woody Harrelson was not their first choice, but Ted Danson went to bat for him and sitcom history was made. To say things are really escalating in the Blake Lively-Justin Baldoni multiple lawsuit drama would be an understatement. The actress has sued Baldoni for sexual harassment during the shooting of It Ends With Us, and Baldoni has countersued Lively for running what he and his people say is a smear campaign. Lively appears to be going for a checkmate move and has hired a former CIA PR crisis manager. Sounds like it's only a matter of time before Putin is involved. As it turns out, not everyone in Hollywood wants to be a part of a superhero movie and is willing to pass on big fat residual checks. Jeremy Allen White, star of the Emmy-winning show The Bear, has passed on the title role in DC Universe's Sergeant Rock. In a recent interview, White said he is confused at the idea that the pinnacle of an actor's career seems to be a role in a superhero film. Then again, maybe he just doesn't like to wear tights. And then there's Chris Pratt, who seems to have no problem playing superheroes as long as the check cashes. I feel you, brother. Pratt has announced that he will play Star-Lord when the character returns to the Marvel comic universe by way of Guardians of the Galaxy. Pratt is currently one of the busiest actors in Hollywood, as he is starring in The Electric State with Millie Bobby Brown on Netflix, and you can catch him in the sci-fi film Mercy, which will be released this summer. I'm currently 3 episodes into the new season of Reacher, and so far, I would recommend it as a Pete pick. Actual giant Alan Ritchson has returned as the title character, kicking butt and taking names. Season 3 so far has more of a feel like Season 1, where Reacher stays true to the character, giving assistance to the underdog and those in need. Reacher Season 3 gets a so far so good rating. Stay tuned. Spoiler alert regarding White Lotus Season 2. Season 3 of the hit HBO show is underway. White Lotus is always set at a White Lotus resort, where in Episode 1, we learn a murder has been committed, but don't find out who the victim is or who done it until the last episode of the season. Jennifer Coolidge was the victim in Season 2 and says she hopes that her on-screen husband, played by John Grise, is the victim in the third season. That seems the obvious choice, but writer-creator Mike White likes to keep the audience guessing. You can catch White Lotus at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are tracking a system that will bring some light rain late tonight through tomorrow, and then heavy rain tomorrow night with rain mixing with and changing to snow on Wednesday. And there could be some accumulation, so stay tuned for updates on this one. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to the mid-40s for a high today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.